Hello, I'm Simon from the Dog Spotters, and I'm joined by Nasser Zarimi, the Director of Family Relations. Pleased to meet you. In contrast to German or most European families, Iranian families are quite big, especially in the countryside where your film is set. What was it like to grow up in an Iranian family?
من که شناختی که در مورد بسیار خانواده ایرانی دارم که به هر حال
What I would like to say is that I would categorize Iranian families into two different kinds. One which is related to the past. These are Iranian families which have higher respect to their elders, and whatever they do is coordinated with the elders. They have high respect for the elders in the family. What I would like to say, the younger generation, they do have high respect for their elders, but they also have a critical view on current affairs, and they make their voices known to the elders. So I don't know much about German families, but what I know is the fact that the younger members of the family respect their elders. This is commonplace among all cultures. This is what I know about the German and Iranian families.
So my second question is, in what way does this film represent a typical Iranian family, or is this an extreme case in this film?
این خانواده در شرایط خیلی خاصی وجود دارن.
The type of family I try to portray in my film is not a common type of family. Mostly the traditional type of family. Which you might see in the countryside or provinces, but not in urban areas. So the type of family that I try to portray in this documentary is suffering from a specific kind of problem. Actually, the reason that I tried to produce this documentary was to show these conditions that exist in certain types of families in provinces.
این فیلم مستند ساخته شده به خاطر شرایط ویژه‌ای که اونها دچار شدن و به وجود اومده مشکلاتی که دارن.
So you mentioned in the film that you knew the family even before you started filming your project. What was your relationship like before and after the project?
I still have the same kind of relationship to the family. There was no change in our relations. The family that I showed in my documentary, life in a village where I spent the summers of my childhood, and I still have good relations to the family.
In the beginning of the film, the conflict was pretty simple and easy to understand, the conflict of the family. But later on, it just gets more and more confusing. How did you manage to bring all these different statements and stories together in one storyline?
You know, the problems that I try to portray in my documentary are deeply rooted in the families. Their conflicts are complicated. As you can see, we have a brother and a sister who don't talk to each other anymore. And I try to show these conflicts in my documentary. I try to tell which side of the conflict is telling the truth. These details were a very complicated part of the documentary.
تناقض رو جزء جذابیت‌های روایت هم بیارم.
So did you set yourself criteria on what was important for you while making the film?
من چیزی که در نظر داشتم برای ساخت این فیلم این که
What I had in mind as a director was not to be judgmental, to leave it up to the audience to judge, to see who is telling the truth. My message was that it is the people who make dictators, and it was the children who created a dictator that turned out to be Haji Baba.
و خودنمایی ساختاری در اون وجود نداشته باشه سعی شده بود که این که برای من جالب بود این که آدم‌ها خودشون دیکتاتور می‌سازن و بچه‌ها خودشون دیکتاتوری به نام حاجی بابا رو به وجود آوردن.
So your film was described as a slow film. Did you intend on making a film in this genre or was it just what the film evolved into in editing?
من از اینکه تصمیم گرفتم
It was my decision to create the project in a kind
نماها طولانی باشه و
It was my decision to create the project in a way that it would have a slower pace. It was out of my personal interest because I liked this kind of cinema work. On the other hand, the main theme of the movie made me create this documentary at a smoother pace. Another thing I had in mind was that I wanted the audience to pause in the sceneries, in the story, to better understand the storyline and to have a better analysis of what is happening. So I tried to maintain the slow rhythm. The theme of this really required the rhythm to be slow, and I kept it as it was when I was editing the movie. سعی بکنه همزمان که احساس همزادپنداری میکنه سعی بکنه که تحلیل درستی هم از اون واقعه و تحلیل درستی هم از اون نما و اون تصویری که بهش داده میشه بتونه ارائه بده.
So thank you for the interview. It was nice talking to you. Good luck for the competition and have a nice time in Leipzig.
خیلی ممنون بهشون بگین.
I would like to thank you too. I'm really enjoying this festival. It's a really important festival and I'm really interested in the reactions to my movie. And I hope that in the future I can bring more movies to this very important event.
ریاکشن‌هایی که مخاطب نسبت به فیلم نشون دادن خیلی لذت بردم. ان شاء الله که بتونم فیلم‌های دیگه هم بتونم تو این جشنواره بیان.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.